Hey there, and welcome to the Dog Sports Decoded podcast. My name is Megan Ritchie, and I am the host, and today I thought we would have a little bit of a discussion on winter coats. I think there's a lot of different questions about what the best winter coat is for your dog, and of course there's a lot of variabilities there, but today I thought it would be a good chance to chat about it. And especially I kind of want to focus on using front clip harnesses or harnesses, because I think that's a big challenge that a lot of people have, is finding a harness that will work with a front clip harness, like you can see on my dog Tess here. I guess let's just dive in. I'm going to go through a couple different examples and kind of explain what I like about them, what I don't like about them, and how you can use them with a harness like this. I'm kind of using these brands for an example, not necessarily recommending or not recommending these brands. They're just ones that I've found and kind of have liked and think make a good example here. So I'm hoping to stick away from brand recommendations so much and more tell you kind of what I like and dislike about them. So if you have a brand you prefer, you can look for these same features in whatever brand you prefer. So super quickly, I'm just going to flip over to the Roughwear website. This is one of my favorite brands. I really like the look of their coats. I think they don't look kind of as cutesy as some of them, which appeals to me a little bit more. I really like the cut of them for a more athletic type dog. So these are the ones. This is the one Tess had on that you saw in the picture just a second ago, this Fernie dog sweater. You can see this one has a kind of a belly, goes underneath the belly, so it covers the whole sort of upper body, covers sort of the armpit and then a little bit of the leg, but it doesn't extend down the full length of the leg. I don't have a winter coat from them that's sort of this style, but I did have a cooling vest, which is made, you can see the cut is very similar. So this one goes a little bit further back than this the Swamp Cooler, but the front, which we're going to be talking about a little bit more, is very similar. So I just wanted to kind of quickly show you that, and then there's some other styles we'll go through as well. All right, so back to Tess. So like I said, this is the Fernie dog sweater from Roughwear, and it's a little hard to see here, but her elbow kind of goes something like that. Something like that. The mouse moved on me. So it does extend. She's got a few rub marks under her kind of armpit from these harnesses. So I do like that the sweater does extend to kind of protect that a little bit, since it has rubbed the hair off underneath her armpit. With sort of the downside with this style of jacket is obviously I kind of have to put the front clip harness on the front, on top of the coat, and it likely would be the same if I was to use a back clip harness. You might see quite a few coats, especially more the apparel or I'll say decorative coats, you might find a little opening, like a flap opening in the back for a back clip harness, and you can just sort of clip your leash through there. So you can put the harness on underneath the coat and then just clip the leash through the little opening in the back of the jacket. So that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk about front clips, is because they do seem to be harder to find a coat that works well with them, where we're seeing a lot of those sort of opening flaps and stuff for some of the more traditional harnesses. And sort of the same thing with a collar, a lot of them will have an opening either for the collar itself, or you can put your leash through to attach to the collar, or it doesn't have a neck where it would require it. So if you walk your dog with a collar or a back clip harness, there's a lot of choices, but it can be harder with a front clip. So that's why I wanted to talk about it a little bit today. So things I like about this coat, as I said, the little arms, I quite like for Tess. They extend down a little bit, just to cover that missing hair. It does have a little bit of a sort of a turtleneck, so it's going to protect the neck a little bit more from wind. This one is sort of a knit fleece, so it's not as windproof as perhaps some of the other options. It's not waterproof, but it is quite warm, so It's quite warm, quite breathable, which again I like for her, but if it's really cold out, the wind is going to get in, and if it's snowing or something like that, or raining, if you tend to have rain during your winter, this might not be the best option. But cut-wise, again, what I like, it covers the whole belly. So again, she's getting a little bit older and has had some health issues. So she's lost some hair along her belly. It's not super thick. So this does protect her as well. And then it goes to the kind of the base of her tail. So I think this one's sort of a good all-around coat. Kind of protects the parts of the body that would tend to lose heat. I really like the cut of this. It kind of really does go sort of to her flank and then cuts up nicely. It's very, reasonably tight to her body, not super drapey, which I'll show you in another jacket option. So that's sort of what I like with this one. Again, if you have a dog that's more athletic build, like a retriever, pointer, Siberian Husky, something like that. This style of cut is going to work well for them. I don't know how well they work out for maybe more bulky breeds like your pit bulls or even a sort of a whippet style dog. I don't know how they fit. So I'm sorry I can't tell you that, but they do fit for sort of your traditional build dog that's on more on the athletic side. So I like them for that reason. Again, the downside to me with a jacket like this is this front clip harness, or in this case, it doesn't have a opening for a back clip harness, so any harness would have to come over top of the jacket, which could just cause rub. So this one, again, another feature. I think it makes the cut nice, but there's a zipper here, and so that's going to rub underneath the harness. So not ideal. But that's what I like about that one. So then we will flip to this Herda jacket, I guess. A little different style. So this is more, I'll say, a pajama style. So you can see it extends down the leg quite a bit more. This size in particular is quite tight on her. It's sort of a t-shirt material, so it's very stretchy, very lightweight. So it would not work well for sort of a minus 40 weather if you're trying to keep your dog warm. But if you have a boxer or a whippet or something that does is very sensitive to the cold, even on a cooler fall day or something, if they have a tendency to get cold easily, something like this might be just enough to keep them warm. So that's an option. Again, you can see this one has a pretty high neck here. It does extend the full length of her body, so to her tail, and then there's of course a cutout for the tail and for those bio breaks, but then it does extend down the back legs as well and goes the full length of sort of the belly to a little opening at the back, of course. So this is one I had bought for kind of cold days dog sledding, so I did want it to be a little bit more breathable so it she didn't overheat. But I would not This style will work well in really cold weather, but not this particular material. So this one, like I said, is a t-shirt material, but if you were to get one that was, more of a poofy coat or something like that, but the same style would work very well for really cold weather or dogs that tend to just get chilled easier. So your seniors or your more light-haired breeds could do well with something like this. Of course, you also see it in pajamas and things like that, which are more for fun. But again, kind of the downside to this one, it does have to go on the outside of the jacket for your harness, and again, it doesn't have a back clip opening for a traditional harness. So this one's pretty tight to the body, so you can see this harness fits pretty well here. It's not super bulky to clip on. There is a zipper just like that rough wear jacket. I believe it's on the other side of this coat over here, but it would rub underneath this harness. So that's kind of the downside. But again, because it's a little more body forming than some of the later coats, it seems to work well with this style. So I know I've brought in another Herda coat at the store that's a little bit heavier material. Again, neither of these options would be totally waterproof, but it would be a little bit warmer than this particular version. So if that interests you, there is a couple other Herta options that are very similar, but certainly other manufacturers make this style as well. So that's a good option for our dogs who need a little bit more coverage or super cold days. So as I said, I kind of showed you on the Ruffwear website. This is, sorry Tess, this isn't the best picture of her, but this is another coat. This is the Swamp Cooling Coat, but flip over here super quickly. But as you can see, this Swamp Cooler has a very similar style to, you know, this packable insulated jacket. So I just want to show you the cut more than the particular coat. So while this isn't a winter coat, the cut is the same. So I just kind of wanted to walk through how I have found this to work for us with our front clip harness and a back clip as well. So you can see this does go kind of to the extent of her tail, and if it was sized properly, and I think the winter coats have a little more coverage anyway, it would cover her back quarters. So again, just protecting all the areas that we want to keep warm, so we don't have a lot of heat loss there. So I guess the one downside with this particular coat, again, like the other ones I showed, there is not a little flap on the back, and this is her front clip harness set up. So what I have found is it's easiest if I put sort of the coat over her head first, and just sort of don't buckle it up yet, but I put the coat on and then I put the front clip harness on, and then you can see here I've actually passed the leg strap of the front clip harness behind the front of the jacket. So I've put that behind there, and then I have buckled that up behind her elbow. And let's go to another one that shows this a little bit better. So I've buckled that up behind her elbow there, and then I've buckled up the jacket. So by passing that underneath, I can just make it a little less bulky, keep that, you know, harness as close to her body as possible, and still give her that coverage that she needs. So again, kind of nice with a jacket like this to get a little bit more protection of that chest area. So anywhere where they will get sort of hit by that cold wind, it's nice to give them a little extra protection. You can see this does leave a large gap here, and they're gonna have a little bit wider gap with no material to kind of protect them there. So this isn't gonna be as warm a cut as that Fernie jacket, that first jacket I showed you. Or the Herta sort of full body. This is going to have a little bit more openings, but it's an easy jacket to put on and it does kind of fit nicely. So if you're looking at different brands, one thing I would just recommend you watch is sort of where, you know, when you're putting it on your dog and you put your harness on your dog, where does that neckline of the harness fit in relation to the neckline of the jacket? So in this one, the jacket neckline is low enough that I can put the harness on top and then pass the leg strap through. On another one I'll show you I can't do it that way. So the strap or the jacket's a little bit too centered. So you know, you win some, you lose some. So I would either look for a jacket that tends to have a lower opening so that your harness strap can go above it, or the opposite, where it's got kind of a higher connection point and your harness strap can go below. So you just want to see if there's a jacket you can find where your harness clip can either go above that neck strap or below that neck strap of the jacket. So that's one option that's worked well for me. And then we'll go, so this is a totally different style coat. It's sort of a horse style jacket. I've got a few different pictures I'll show you that show the whole coat a little bit better, but it's a very simple cut. So it goes to the very edge of her tail, long all the way down, and then very flat across here. There's not a lot of kind of contour to the body. It's very similar to a horse coat. And then I have, this one's quite a large, like puffy jacket. So I like it for her when it's really cold out. Adds a lot of heat, obviously. So I like that, but because it's so bulky, I can put the harness on the outside, but it just doesn't fit particularly well. You know, I have to make the harness bigger to fit all the way around, and there's just a lot of bulk in the way. But if I put the harness on, and I'm just going to flip to the next picture here, if I put the harness on underneath, you can see the strap across the blanket kind of sits about here. So the actual strap on her harness is just below the strap of the jacket when it's all done up. So I find that works pretty well. Again, not a perfect setup, but works reasonably well. So on this particular jacket, the strap of the neckline is above the strap of the harness. So again, it works reasonably well for us. So this is the same manufacturer. I think it just shows a little more of the cut of the jacket. So it's the same general style as the previous coat we saw. It goes all the way to the tail down, and then it's basically a straight cut across. This one in particular has a different opening. So the downside to this jacket is that it doesn't cover any sort of part of the chest under, like between the legs or on the belly. So this one is a little bit differently. So fits a little differently. So it's got a built-in chest strap, but you can see compared to this harness where that chest strap is very close and form-fitting to the body, this one is very loose. So it sits quite a bit lower. I don't have her harness on under here. You might be able to get the harness strap to come out right there, but it's going to be, this is sort of an elastic piece. So probably could make it work if I had the harness underneath, but I think this is just going to be kind of right smack in the middle to interfere with that front clip harness. So with either of these two styles of coat, it's going to be pretty hard to put a harness, back clip or front clip, on top of the jackets, just because they are so bulky and they're not quite as form-fitting. So I like this one if we're sort of loose leash, off at the park or something, on a really cold day, and I don't want them attached to me because they're crazy lunatics because it's cold out and they want to run around and have fun. These are the coats I put on them for those days. And if your dog needs a little bit of extra protection, these do work quite nicely for those cold days. You can see this one has a higher neckline too, which is kind of nice for those cold days. But compared to a fit like this one, is going to cover a lot more of those exposed areas. So I might put a coat like this underneath this jacket, just to make sure that the belly's a little more protected, or this jacket, I guess. To make sure that that belly's a little more protected and we've got a little more coverage on the legs and kind of those bare armpits. So either of these jackets underneath, you know, for a dog that tends to get really cold, I would look for a style more like this. Of course, there are styles like this that are as warm as these ones. It just depends on the manufacturer and that you're looking at. But there are puffy versions of this style. So if you can find one that's a little more form-fitting, that might work well for you if you happen to have a hairless breed or a very, very sensitive to cold breed, or just dog. You know, some of our seniors need a little bit more creature comforts as they get older. They're dealing with arthritis and stuff, so a little bit extra, little extra coverage and protection they seem to appreciate in their older age. So a style like this or this first one I showed you can give them that little bit extra coverage they need. But certainly, like when Tess was younger, a jacket like this would have been plenty on a cold day. So that's kind of what I wanted to cover, just to give you some different ideas of styles to look for. So just super quickly again, this is the Rough Wear Fernie dog sweater. This is the Herda brand. And again, that's just like a t-shirt material on this one. I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of that particular style off the top of my head. So this is another common style for dog coats that you might see in other brands as well. Again, just kind of like it has a little bit more protection on the chest, coverage on the chest and the belly. and then sort of the full bodysuit style, and then sort of a more form-fitting jacket style. So just a few different ideas for you if you are looking for a winter coat for your dog. And again, especially if you're using a front clip or back clip harness. If you're using a collar, probably not a big deal which style you choose, as long as you get the coverage your dog needs so they don't get chilled underneath it. But if you're using a harness, it can be a challenge to find a coat that fits. So I do find either watching that chest piece, if it does move or kind of goes between the legs, like some of the other styles, the more form-fitting it is, the more they tend to fit well with these harnesses, and same with this style as well. The more form-fitting, the easier it is to put a front clip or back clip harness on, and then the more bulky they are, it might have to go on underneath. So as long as you're aware and can kind of watch the placement of the chest of the jacket versus the chest of your harness, not as huge a deal if it's a back clip, because you can probably adjust that quite a bit. But the more form-fitting it is, the easier it's going to be to fit a harness over top, without making it so big that your dog can slip out of the harness, or it just is going to cause rubs and really twist on your dog's back because you've had to make it bigger to put it over top of a big bulky winter jacket. So with that, I hope you've found that helpful. If you're looking for a winter coat this year for your dog and quite kind of not sure what's going to work well for you with your harness, I hope that gives you a little bit more of an idea. So with that, thanks for tuning in, and I will catch up with you next week.